Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 668. The topic is mindset, and the title is Do the Details. Recently, I was talking with a friend, and we were discussing the different ways in which trainers, not good trainers in the sense of like ethics and morals, but how trainers will sometimes trick people into believing that their program works better than it really does. And what we mean by this, there's many, many ways, false testimonies, fudged, photoshopped, basically, before and after pictures, various kind of tricks like that. And then there's also supplemental differences in things they'll do in the diet, things they'll do in the workout. So real quick, two examples of what we came up with, like when we were discussing this, was number one was using fat burners when somebody first starts a program. So they'll tell you it's a metabolism booster, it's a blah, 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 they'll make up crap. But basically what they do is when they start you on a nutrition plan, they'll also pair you with supplements. One of the supplements will undoubtedly be some kind of caffeine and some type of natural diuretic. And what this does is it pushes out water weight, so the person will automatically weigh less on a scale within, say, 3 to 7 days, so they'll think the diet is absolutely working. Typically, the diets involve some type of caloric reduction and some type of carbohydrate reduction, which also reduces water retention in the body, so that'll make the person weigh less as well. And then the caffeine masks the lack of energy that they are going to feel from that caloric reduction. So what happens is within the first week, they lose a good bit of weight on the scale. They think this is like the best thing in the world. They're super happy. They're super energetic because of the caffeine. They tell everybody and the brother that this diet is like the best diet. And then all of a sudden, you know, after a week or two, the caffeine has less of a hit. The diuretic doesn't work as much because the body's gotten more used to the chemicals. And all of a sudden, everything slows down. They don't get as good progress. They get frustrated and they quit. But by then, the trainer already has your money because they've probably signed you up to some kind of contract. Or they sold you some highly priced at the beginning program. This is one of the reasons why I don't do contracts myself, because if I'm not good enough that the person wouldn't want to continue with me, I certainly don't want a contract that forces them to have to. So if I'm not doing my job well enough and they don't want to continue, then that's on me. I need to become a better trainer. I don't need to keep stealing their money, even if they don't want to give it to me. So that's not fair. Therefore, I don't like doing that. I do understand why some people do contracts in regards to if in personal training, for example, in-person training, if you hold a time slot for someone and therefore you are not allowing somebody else to have that time slot, if that person does not follow through, then you lose money. So I can understand for things like in-person training, if you have a contract, at least some kind of contract, maybe month-to-month type contract, that makes sense. Because if you're reserving time, you need to get paid for that time as a trainer. But when it comes to diets and programs like that, that's a very common thing trainers will often do, is some type of supplement at the very beginning. And that supplement is going to have some type of energy deficit masking agent. And it'll have some type of component to it that pushes out water weight. So this brings the scale down. The person thinks they're doing a great job. Another trick trainers will use is counting calories burned while exercising. So there are various systems. There are various systems. We'll skip over some of the politically incorrect things. But there are various systems of exercise that they will count the calories of your training while you're training. And they'll say, oh, you're doing a great job, you burned 300 calories. Oh, you're doing a great job, you burned 400 calories. Oh, you're doing a great job, you burned 500 calories. And they motivate you in that way and tell you that you're doing a great job by just burning a ton of calories in that exercise. That's actually a negative. How in the world could that be a negative, you're probably asking me? What in the world am I talking about? Well, if we think of calories burned now versus calories burned later, there is a significant difference, and it's something we want to consider. If I exercise now with resistance training heavy enough to cause muscular stress and damage, I won't be able to burn as many calories in the moment because I'm going to be really out of breath. And I have to give my muscles time to recover between sets. So I won't be able to burn as many calories as if I were to do lightly weighted exercises in circuit fashions. So lightly weighted exercises done in a circuit burns a lot of calories because you can just keep moving. However, they do not cause significant muscle damage. Whereas slower paced exercise with heavier weight loads does cause significant muscle damage, but doesn't burn as many calories in the now. The reason why this is important to know is that in the recovery phases, when the body is trying to repair that muscle damage, it burns significantly more calories during that process. So if I can exercise in the now and burn some calories, but create significant muscle damage, I will then burn really a lot of calories in the next, say, 12, 24 to 48 hours, depending on the intensity of the workout, as my body tries to repair the muscle that I damaged during that workout. So if you were to look at fast-paced, lightweight circuits, how many calories does that burn in, say, from the start of that workout within the next 24 hours? Versus heavier resistance training exercises and workouts in from the time it starts within the next 24 hours. You'll find that resistance training workouts burn more total calories and raise your basal metabolic rate to a greater degree. Therefore, you actually have more fat loss effect by producing muscle damage. We talk about this in podcast 181 titled Using Muscle Damage for Fat Loss, so you can read more about that. But that's what trainers will do, is they'll tell you, oh man, you're burning 1,000 calories in this workout. You must have a great workout. You're doing a fantastic job. No, don't do that. So the problem is the more calories I'm going to burn in the now, the less muscle damage I can create. So therefore, I'm actually getting less total benefit. So those are two tricks that trainers will use to make you feel good in the now. Like some kind of fat burner, caffeine, you know, water retention reducer kind of supplement. And then counting calories within the first workout, like within your workouts. Those are tricks. They make things appear quick and easy. But quick and easy doesn't last. That's what I want to get across in this podcast. Quick and easy doesn't last. I'm also, while I was writing up the notes for this podcast, I actually happened to look up in the camera system that we have at the gym, and there was somebody who I wrote workouts for, and they actually skipped their warm-ups. So I'm looking at them right now and kind of frustrated, to be very honest, because what they wanted me to help them with, the warm-ups are extremely important towards their goals. The warm-ups have small movements that are related to mobility issues, that are related to small physical weaknesses, that if not addressed, if not strengthened, their ultimate goals will be held back. So how much they can squat, bench, and deadlift, how big of muscles they can achieve, that's all going to be limited because of these small little weaknesses. The small little weaknesses are best addressed in their warm-up. So by them skipping their warm-up, by not putting the smaller movements paired together with the bigger movements that are written on their plan, by skipping those details and just trying to do the big heavy stuff, they're not going to get results that last. Actually, they're not going to get much results at all, and they're going to run into small, acute little annoyances and injuries, and they'll feel like they plateaued. They're going to say the program didn't work, but they didn't follow the program. They actually didn't do everything that was written. And this is overwhelmingly common when I talk to people with nutrition plans. They say, well, I'm following the plan. And then you ask them questions and they're drinking soda. They're having extra sweet treats. They're doing this thing. They're doing that thing. You are not following the plan. Don't lie. I don't care if you lie to me as much as I'm frustrated that you're lying to yourself. And you're going to say, well, that diet didn't work. Bullshit. You didn't do the damn diet. If you didn't do it as written, you didn't do it. Therefore, it wasn't it that didn't work. It was you that didn't work. So this person, by skipping their warm-ups, by skipping all the small exercises that are probably difficult for them because they are related to weaknesses, by skipping the hard things, they're only going to do the quick and easy, the ones they like. But quick and easy doesn't last. Think of financial gains. I see this all the time in kind of the fitness industry, especially with the coronavirus. There are places in the local area in which some gyms have been allowed to stay open and some gyms have not. The gyms that have been allowed to stay open, they took on every single person who would sign up for them, signed them up under contracts, took all the money they could possibly get right now. The problem then is they're getting money now. It's quick and easy. They might upgrade equipment. They might upgrade their gym. They might invest the money back into the facility in some way. But by signing all these people up, people higher than what their capacity actually is, they're going to have an overcrowded environment. People aren't going to be putting equipment away. Everybody's going to be on top of each other. People are going to be angry. People are going to be arrogant. It's not going to be a good environment. People will then quit when their contracts are up. And then that business will die. So a business that takes the quick and easy, the money in the now, will not last. Quick and easy does not last. Don't be fooled by quick and easy. You may think you found a magical trick, something that's going to let you become exempt from all of the hard work that everyone tells you that you have to do. Don't be fooled. Don't be a fool. Quick and easy doesn't last. You must do the details, the small stuff, the nitty-gritty, the hard work, the things you don't want to do, the things you currently don't do. Think about this. If what you're doing now has not led you to where you want to be, denying everything new and continuing to do what you're currently doing is going to keep you where you are and not let you ever reach where you want to be. That is so commonsensical that when we hear it, we think, oh yeah, that makes sense. That's definitely true. Well, then why the hell do we do it? Why do we do the quick and easy? Why do we stay in our comfort zone? Why do we dismiss the hard stuff, the new stuff, the challenging stuff? We dismiss what will change us at the same time we're trying to change ourselves. Oh my gosh. It just does not make sense. We just want to do what's quick and easy. You may say, well, what I'm doing is not easy. Bullshit. It's easier than what you know you probably should do. So maybe quick and easy isn't as accurate as quick and easier, or quicker and easier than what you should actually be doing. You may be putting some effort in. Why not put all of it in? If we say we want all of the results, we must do all of the work. You cannot do part of a diet and get all the results. You cannot do part of a training plan and get all the results. Half-assing things does not give you a whole ass. Okay? You must put all of your effort in and do all of the things you're supposed to do to get all of the things you want. It is possible. It is hard work. I know that. You are going to make mistakes. I know that. Do you know how I know that? Because I do it too. I make mistakes all the time. I challenge myself to try to become a better person every single day. I have things that I try to do every day, and I do not get them all done every day. But by me trying to do them, by me pursuing my best self, I am becoming a better self. Are you doing the same? Look at your nutrition. If you are following a nutrition plan for a goal, whether it's fat loss, whether it's sport performance, whether it's muscle building, are you following the plan 100% correctly? Is it even possible? Maybe not. But is it possible to do better? Yes. Can you do better tomorrow than you did today? You can. But you cannot if you don't put effort into it, if you don't analyze it, if you don't figure out why today wasn't your best. What are the mistakes you're making? What gets in the way? How can you be better tomorrow? If you want to be better tomorrow, how? What is the pathway? What are the actions? How will you achieve that goal? You won't just wake up tomorrow a better person and magically get everything done that you want to get done. That doesn't happen. There's no magic pill you take before you go to bed and all of a sudden you figure new shit out tomorrow that you couldn't figure out today. We got to put in the work. We got to do the details, the small stuff, the nitty-gritty, the hard, hard work. Quick and easy doesn't last. You must do the details. You must build the foundation of what greatness will be built off of. It takes work. You will mess up. You will make mistakes. You have to analyze, reanalyze. You have to work at your work. But it can be done. So please, stop looking for what's quick and easier, what's quicker and easier. Stop looking there and look at what you actually do. And can you do it better? If you would like help with the details, if you're not sure why what you're doing doesn't last, if you're not sure why it's not working, if why it's plateauing, if you don't know what the details are, reach out to us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Our website is www.brutalirongym.com. We can help. I've helped over 2,000 clients. I've been a teacher at the university level for 7.5 years, had over 500 students. I have a master's in nutrition, I have a health and phys ed teaching certification, I'm a certified personal trainer, a certified corrective exercise specialist. I have the knowledge of what you will need. If you're not sure what you need, reach out. Help is here, help is available. You can achieve your goals. No matter how many times you've tried and failed, you can still try again. Try a new approach. Try some new things. Maybe those new things will be the hard things. Maybe they're the details, the small stuff, the nitty-gritty. But are you finally ready to stop looking for the quick and easy and look for what's right? Reach out if you are. We're always happy to help. I hope this podcast lit a fire under your butt to get you to do the details. Do the harder work. Work at it every day. Don't worry about whether you're being perfect. Just try to be better tomorrow than you were today. Put in some effort. Identify what's messing up. Put some actions towards trying to correct it. Just work it. Work the process. You can do it. If you like this podcast, please share it with family and friends. You can share this podcast itself or just our podcast in general. But if there's somebody you love, somebody you care about, and you want them to have the best information in their life, please share this podcast with them so they can live their healthiest and happiest life. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd always love to hear from you. The podcast is for you. So we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.